And at once, on leaving the synagogue, he went, with James and John, straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed and feverish, and at once they told him about her. And he went in to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding around the door, and he cured many who were sick with diseases of one kind or another. He also drove out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak, because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can proclaim the message there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out devils. There is a tradition, how justified I'm not sure, that Mark received a lot of his eyewitness account from Peter. And certainly this reading from the Gospel would seem to substantiate that theory. And how interesting little remarks that the evangelist puts in. They came to Simon's house, and Simon was obviously married, and in fact, Paul in the 1 Corinthians gives us the impression that Mrs. Simon used to go around with Simon on the preaching missions. But the mother-in-law was sick, and Jesus cured her. And the fever left her, and she began to serve them. How careful so often the evangelists are to point out that a miracle, as appeared, was not just something that was passing, transitory. You remember how, raising people to life, he began to speak. And another case, he told them, give her something to eat. And the mother-in-law got up and began to serve them. She was quite well. I find too, perhaps it's more inner-Jesus than exegesis, but Jesus would not allow the devils to speak. He wouldn't allow the devils to proclaim who he was to the general public. And yet so often in our lives we find that we discover Jesus in the shadow parts of our life. That it is in the middle of our sinfulness that we discover Jesus. Often think of the two sons, the one who never broke his father's rule, and yet he never knew that the father loved him. And then there was the wastrel who went around and spent all the money, and yet when he came home, the father's love was so evident. It was certainly a felix culpa. So maybe, very quietly, Jesus is speaking to us in those darker parts of our lives when we really are forced to admit we need the compassionate, forgiving, encouraging Lord. Peter, who I think was very much in this scene and must have told Mark, Peter, and typically of my Peter, found Jesus praying. And Peter said, "Look, you're missing a big opportunity. Everyone is looking for you. Come on back into Capernaum. We are on a winner here." How typical of Peter. But Jesus said, "Let us go elsewhere." Not that he was rejecting Capernaum, but that he was there to proclaim the message throughout Galilee. Perhaps there's a danger for us too, when things are going very well, maybe a youth group is going very well, maybe a study group is going very well, whatever. And we tend to concentrate totally on that, and we forget the one sheep that wandered off. And so our vocation is to go and proclaim the word wherever the Lord calls us, even in the most uninspiring and unencouraging areas. We are called to be Dominican preachers, and so let us be like Jesus. Let us go and proclaim his message wherever the Lord calls us.